You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Well, hello, friends and neighbors. We welcome you to our house. Although the big announcer voice guy already did that. He said, welcome. Okay, so we're so thrilled to be back. Mm-hmm. So thrilled. I know I am.
Are you
Sugar Britches?
I am.
So, TJ and Jody's house, always sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Now, the airing date of this is September 30.
Uh-huh.
And there are 30 days in September.
Yes.
So, as far as we know, this is the last day of the big time specials going on at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress all over the Lake Norman area of Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And what you said there was a sectional that they have that's like cut down so far, like cut to the bone, neighbors.
Yes, it's an Aspen sectional. It's the floor model clearance.
Mm-hmm.
Really pretty, and it was $24.99, and now it's $15.99.
Well, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And these are nice. This is not just old ratty furniture that they're, you know, just dragging off of some truck that was what do they call those things at outlet stores? Slightly irregular or yeah. slightly imperfect?
Yeah, they're not.
This is really nice stuff and beautiful. They have designers there at Sweet Dreams that help you put everything together, and they're the ones that also pick the furniture that goes in the store, so they're not putting any bad stuff in there.
Mm-mm. There's lots of different things on sale, though, and one of them is it says 30 to 50% off the 2023 collection of the Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Ooh.
I know.
And you know I love a Tempur-Pedic.
Yep.
I love a Tempur-Pedic and an Adirondack chair, and I think they've got both of them there.
And then they have... Is it Nectar mattresses? And they are up to 40% off.
Nectar. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, whether you are looking for, you know, living room furniture or bedroom furniture, and of course the mattresses and the pillows that are so fantastic and technologically advanced and all of that. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Serving the entire Charlotte area with their great delivery team and all over the Lake Norman area with the stores and stuff that they have. So they've grown a lot since we've known them, and it's because they do things the right way. So Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Go to tjriggins.com/mattress to find them and check out all these great deals. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Something that we need to talk to you about, but it's not not happy or funny at all. It's quite the opposite. We are experiencing in our home state of North Carolina, the state from which we live. I was going to say from which we broadcast, but the state we live up in the mountains of North Carolina. There's just complete devastation from Hurricane Helene and flood waters like you've never seen.
It's awful.
It's just terrible. And we keep getting videos from, you know, showing videos of things just washing away in the streets. And places like Boone, North Carolina, where there's a college there, Appalachian State University, just underwater. And we go up there a lot. We're there several times a year.
Yeah, I mean, we've been living here, 26 years? And we have gone there about every year, at least in the fall. I know we've gone. It's so pretty. It's not far from here, but to see the devastation that's that close to us is unreal
and
heartbreaking.
It's only an hour and a half drive from here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that. So we'll just sometimes go up there for the day and back. But we love that part of the state. As a matter of fact, we would like to, and we've always, you know, dreamed of one day having a small place up there in the mountains of North Carolina. So anyway, it's obviously, you know, we're not the ones who are, you know, the ones that you need to be worried about. I'm just saying that that's a connection that we have up there, and the people there are going through a lot of stuff. There's people saying that they're stuck and they can't get out because all they can do is get in a helicopter is the only way they're going to be able to get out and things like that.
Yeah, and they're running out of food. I mean, I've seen people up there with little kids, people stuck up there with pets. I mean, it's just, it's devastating. There, and there are lots of places that you can donate things.
Yeah, and this morning, our charity, Peyton's Promise, donated $5,000 to Samaritan's Purse, mm-hmm. which is Franklin Graham's organization. And, you know, the Graham family is a big deal with us. We're huge supporters of theirs. And Samaritan's Purse is always, you know, they're usually the first ones on the ground and things like this mm-hmm. that are there to help. So mm-hmm. we donated to them. And if you would like to help, and you can donate, you can go to tjriggins.com/help, and then we'll make sure that, you know, we can help as many people as possible that way and facilitate the entire thing. So tjriggins.com/help.
Yeah.
It's bad business.
So bad.
And also in Florida, you know, there are places that are hit in Florida that are just, I mean, unbelievable. I was first thinking that obviously Florida was going to be the worst hit. Mm-hmm. But the devastation in North Carolina is just as bad as it is in Florida, I think, in certain parts.
Yeah.
Well, we have a big, big week ahead of us because, well, I don't know how big it is. I got to do some pressure washing, I've been told, sometime this week. That's a big week, you know.
But you like that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But I did so much of it last time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to have that kind of time to just throw myself into it, Jody, you know, emotionally.
And maybe you won't have to do too much.
Yeah. Because the other night when we were out, we knew this storm was coming through, this storm, and we were having to move plants and outside furniture and all of this stuff. And when we were doing that is when Jody discovered that I needed to be pressure washing. As soon as this storm goes by, as soon as you get time.
Yeah.
After the storm.
Well, you got the problem is you got the front of the house looking so good, mm-hmm. but then you haven't hit the sides or the back. Hello. It's all one thing.
Yeah.
So let's get on that.
That's all you can see. That's all you can see.
Yeah, but you also like pour yourself into things like all in and then, oh, I'm done.
I know.
We can't do that.
Right.
The house has to get complete.
I haven't done that with you. I've been living with you for almost 30 years.
I know.
Man,
I've been with you almost 30 years.
That is, when is that? 2 weeks from now, it'll be 30 years, our anniversary.
It's a few weeks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because this is just the 30th, so tomorrow's the 1st.
Yep.
So, wow.
On the 22nd.
Well, I know the date. Reminder. I know the date. I don't forget dates and all like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if we make it.
Yeah, I know. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That is a long time.
You better get that house power washed. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what happened? Well, he didn't get that house power washed.
Yeah. We're done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got a lot of stuff to tell you about that's going on that will be a lot more lighthearted than floods and devastation and things like that. So, but we just wanted to throw that out there because we talk about real things and these are real things. And please, if you can help with the people who are victims of this flood, go to tjriggins.com/help. tjriggins.com/help. More coming up next. Okay, here we are. Welcome back to TJ and Jody's House, the most successful podcast in all of the internet's history. Thank you for making us that most listened to and watched podcast. So Jody's all into a bunch of different shows now.
Shocker.
Now, didn't we just watch a show that was good? Together?
Yeah.
Was it that couples retreat?
The Perfect Couple.
Perfect Couple. Are you sure that's what? Yeah, Perfect Couple, not Couples Retreat.
Yeah, that's a movie.
But I thought we had watched something else since then.
Mm-mm.
We're still watching our little Fire Country show. But, I mean, there have been some scenes in the ones that we've seen. They were about middle way through the first season. And we're laughing hysterically. And the scene is so serious. It's a guy who's dying. you know, because it's all about this fire rescue department in California. And the guy has been exposed to carbon monoxide, and he's got oxygen on his face, and he's trying to tell the firemen, firefighters, that there's another person in there. And he keeps saying her name, whatever it is, you know, Marlene. And they, like, he'll try to take that thing off to talk to them, and they're talking to each other, and they'll just take the oxygen mask and put it, breathe this, don't try to talk, don't try. And so they're basically just pushing this thing and holding it on his face while he's trying to talk to him
at least six times.
Yeah.
And it was different times.
It was supposed to be so dramatic, but we are laughing like idiots. I mean, just all out hee-hawing at this.
That show is comical to me.
Yeah.
I mean, the fire trucks, you know, go about 5 miles an hour to get to a fire. Mm. People run faster than the truck.
And then when they got the call in this episode, we watched that there was a CO2 leak. And there was somebody having it just said they're having a what do you call it? When you're breathing, a breathing problem, respiratory issue is what it said. So as they're walking into this place, it was at a brewery. And as they're going into this place, it was a man firefighter and a woman firefighter. And they're sitting there talking about, you know, well, what are you going to do about your dad? Well, da, 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 da. So they're talking about her dad's financial issues. And they just, oh, wait, here's a guy that's almost passed out on the floor and he can't breathe. Instead of hitting the place and just running, like, where's the person? Where they're sitting there talking about the drama in their life.
They take the stay calm in a a scary, urgent situation to a new level.
And the new season starts the 13th of October.
But there are 22 episodes of this first season.
Yeah, that's what network TV usually is.
Golly.
They have that many episodes.
I don't know if I'm going to make it through.
But Jody watches other things.
Yeah, you've made that clear.
By yourself. And what is the big discovery that you made, the big discovery while watching your show that you're into now?
The Golden Bachelorette. Because I don't really watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette, like the young ones. But
you used to really love it.
I used to love it, but I've gotten older, so. And then the Golden, so they've only had the one Golden Bachelor, which I just watched it because they're so sweet. It's like so different than the younger ones. Nobody's catty and fussing and fighting and all that. So I flipped on the one that's the Golden Bachelorette. She's the first one the other night. And I'm looking at all the men that are popping up there, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I think I could be a Golden Bachelorette because these people, some of these bachelors are 50s and they're late 50s.
Yeah.
So then I'm like,
so did you not know that?
And then a lot of them are 60 and older. Okay. And then I was like, well, maybe not. And then they do a prom, like a, you know, their prom or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they welcome their musical guest for the prom, and it's Taylor Dane. And I said, I ran into you, and I said, hey, if I was doubting that I could be on the Golden Bachelorette, it is solidified now. The singer for the prom is Taylor Dane.
And you were thrilled about it.
I was.
Love Taylor Dane.
Yeah.
Well, what made you think before that you couldn't? I mean, obviously.
I don't think as myself as golden.
Well, you watched the Golden Bachelor, and weren't the women about the same age as you?
Yeah, I just didn't feel like it or something. I don't know.
So, do you play the game in your head? Like, if you were trying to, you know, pick the Bachelor for the Bachelorette, like you are the
Bachelorette?
Yeah, you're the Golden Bachelorette.
No, I don't play that game.
Are you looking
at
those guys and going, oh, okay, that's the one right there?
No. No, I'm not.
Doctor,
I'm actually not.
Dr. 54-year-old from California. That's, you know.
No, and I have to say, like, I think the youngest I've seen is 57 or 58.
Mm-hmm.
But that the rest are in their 60s. But they are sweet and precious.
Well, how old is the woman that's the Golden Bachelorette?
I think she's 60 or 61. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, ooh, I'm creeping up on that.
So Taylor Dane may have been a little after their time.
One of the guys that's the Bachelor on there said he went out with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, tell it to my heart. Crazy?
God. Yeah. Yeah, but I like that. But I've also been watching Secret Lives of... Is it Secret Lives of the Mormon Wives? Whoa. That's a whole different... That's the young people. I think it's real. What? Don't tell me it's not. Just
no, I'm just asking because I just can't see
Yeah.
the Mormon... community,
yeah, you could.
Saying, all right, let's make a reality show about, you know, scandal that we participate in and all that.
Because
you act like it's raunchy and stuff. Is it
a little bit?
Well, what kind of stuff do they do on the show? That
well, I mean, the biggest thing that came out and it was all over. I'm not on TikTok, but apparently these girls have a TikTok called Mom Talk. And they a big scandal came out because one of them said that they do soft swinging.
Soft swinging?
Yeah, I know.
What does that mean?
From what I've gathered, like all in front of each other, but not actual relations.
Oh, okay. All right. So they make
very
out.
Weird.
They switch and make
I
out
guess,
with each other.
I guess.
Huh. Soft swinging.
Yeah. But you know what? They always talk about how they can't have alcohol or, is it caffeine?
Caffeine. Any type of drug or stimulant.
But they go to all of these different places to get drinks. Like, they mix different, like, sugar-free syrups and things, and they mix them all. And there's all these drink places around Utah, and there's tons of them. I think one was called Swig. And they go to those and they order them and they're in like big, huge, like if we go to QT and
yeah.
and they get like, that's what they do. Like, that's what they love. And
they can't just get Sprite or something because it's caffeine free.
Well, that's boring. They want to add the flavors and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You know,
because did you have Mormon kids in your class growing up?
I don't think I did.
I did. And whenever we would have school parties or something. She would just bring, you know, Sprite when everybody else, you know, they were giving them Coke. And,
yeah.
Of course, when the rest of us, like, say, in the third grade Halloween party and all that, the rest of us were smoking cigarettes. They couldn't do that.
That's
they weren't
nice.
Allowed to do that.
That's really cute. Mm-hmm.
It's Winfield, Louisiana.
Oh, nice.
We'll say what's up.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
What's up to my homies?
Yeah.
Soft swinging.
Yeah. It's weird. It's been, and this girl's been interviewed by so many different podcasts and stuff about saying that. But hey, got people talking, and now these girls are making some monies.
Well, they weren't already wealthy?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But they are now.
Because I picture them being like the Real Housewives and stuff. Like they're.
A little
they're
bit.
Already, you know, kind of
yeah.
well-to-do, and they don't have, they're bored, and they have to do all these things that keep themselves.
Yeah, they're like 20, like anywhere from 22 to 31. 22.
Ooh.
22 kid married and divorced. Like, it's.
Oh, I know a lot of people back home that would have had that situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Get married young, have yeah. a kid, and then it doesn't work out, and move
yeah.
on. Yeah, no harm, no foul.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So, how do you watch something? How you go from the Golden Bachelorette, where you say you like the fact that everybody's old because it's sweet, and
yeah.
then you go to that one where nobody's more than 31.
I love all.
And they're trash.
I love all things. It all entertains me.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break. We got more coming up. So, Jody, what do you think? I would say is the most exciting thing that has happened between us this week. What?
I think you're kind of yelling at me.
Am I?
Yeah.
Sorry. Jody.
Whoa.
All right.
Calm down.
I was talking about excitement, so I got too excited. Sorry.
Okay. Gracious.
So, Jody.
Yes.
What would you say I would think is the most exciting thing that's happened at our house this week?
This week?
This week,
exciting,
yes.
Exciting, like, you're happy about it?
Yes. I'll go ahead and tell you.
Quit being weird.
The star of this week, as far as I'm concerned, would be your famous enchiladas that we got this week. Jody made enchiladas Thursday night, and they are so delicious.
Yeah, it's one of my five things I can cook.
And the thing about it is it makes so much mm-hmm. that there are leftovers, leftover yeah. enchiladas. And the very second I hit stop on this thing that we're doing right now and the equipment shuts down,
yeah,
I'm going to get one of those enchiladas.
Me too.
Look at that. Coming together, y'all. Coming together. And
they are good.
And yesterday we went to an Oktoberfest celebration. I've never been to one. Have you?
No.
It was
fun, though.
What did they call it, though?
Cantober.
Cantoberfest.
Uh-huh.
Because it was in Kannapolis, mm-hmm. North Carolina, where we go all the time with our little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael. And it was fun. It was like a little cool little setting they have in the mm-hmm. in the festival atmosphere. A lot of people, several people came up and talked to us. They yeah. recognized us.
Yeah.
And handsome husband Michael was going through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. Was it Friday?
Friday. Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies that worked there said, "Oh, my goodness, you are handsome husband Michael, aren't you?" And he said, "Why, yes, I am."
We did not. Oh, that was funny.
I mean, he's a big-time star.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun yesterday. And there, I think Kannapolis doing that again next weekend, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was a big, we couldn't figure out what was going on the baseball field there. They have big minor league baseball field.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting out on the little patio that's, you know, it's up high in right field. It's little friend Jenny, handsome husband Michael's little apartment thing that they got there so they could watch baseball and eat hot dogs all the time. And we kept thinking, okay, they're setting up a band on a stage, mm-hmm. like a concert type band, like, you know, not a rock band, but some kind of band where you would have guitars and drums and that sort of thing. And they had bales of hay and pumpkins on it.
And mums.
Mm-hmm. So we thought, oh my goodness, look, we're about to get us
a little
free fall concert.
You said it was going to be country because it was haystacks.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't necessarily, you know, imagine a rock band coming in there and putting hay and mums
right.
and pumpkins
right,
on the stage.
Right.
And so the more they start warming up and everything, and we thought, oh, this is a church thing. This is mm-hmm.
And they had a prayer tent.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that come up.
Yeah. But see, none of this was up when we first got there. They were setting everything up. So obviously, if we'd have looked over and said, oh, well, there's a prayer tent, we would have known.
It wasn't there. Yeah, yeah.
We didn't, it wasn't there.
It wasn't up there yet. And then what was the other tent that I thought it said?
Oh, the...
I didn't have all my glasses.
They put up this tent, and it's a radio station. You can tell the way the logo looks and everything. And and she goes, oh, look at that. Hits 96. Or hits 96.5. I can't remember exactly what it said. And I looked at it and I said, Jody, that says his 96.5, meaning the Lord's.
Well, that was even. That was. I'm down. I really need to keep these glasses on my face.
It's hits 96.5.
I was like, what's hits 96.5?
She's like, you know them?
You go, that's his. So, oops.
So we're sitting there and they get more and more of the people coming in. There's a band, a marching band type group that came in, and people yeah. are filing in and all that stuff. And we're sitting there and it's little friend Jenny. We're sitting on these big Adirondack. That's where we did our show there a couple weeks ago. These really tall Adirondack chairs. And they're like bar stool kind of chairs. And there's Jenny, Jody, and then I'm on the end. And all of a sudden, we hear this really angelic voice of a young lady start singing, "Oh, say can you see?" And when that happened, we looked at each other, and I jumped up, and then they jumped up, and we like hand over our
hearts.
You
took your hat off.
Took my hat off, hand over the heart, looking at the flag. And she stopped. And we're like, hold on. And then we look like morons standing there. And then we have to take our hands off our hearts and sit back down. Who does sound check with the Star Spangled Banner? You never heard any. She
and they
was
sound
said, checking.
They said check, or didn't they?
Yes. Like, she's like, oh, say, can you see? By the time we stood up, she was like, check, check, hit, test, testing. Like, what?
And we were like, what? Yeah, we did look like dorks.
But I've never heard anybody sing sound the Star Spangled Banner as a sound check.
I know.
It made us look like...
Well, we were trying to be respectful.
No, we were definitely being respectful. I mean, I can be walking in the middle of a jungle with people chasing me with spears and machetes. And if I hear, dun, 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 I stop.
Yeah. Of course. Of course.
So I felt like a moron.
Well, at least you looked like a moron with us.
Yeah.
You weren't alone.
And then Michael was inside laughing at us. He saw it all happen out of the sliding glass door.
Yeah, he thought that was kind of funny. Mm-hmm.
But then we were worried that nobody was coming.
I know.
We kept saying, oh, there's nobody here yet. But we were way ahead of time. They didn't start until later. And by the time we left, they were getting there.
Yeah, I think they started at 7 and it was 6:30 and there was a lot of people piling in. But what a great idea to have a church service like that on the baseball field.
Yeah, it was probably some sort of
an outreach thing.
Revival kind of thing.
Yeah, because the big sign said, didn't it say, love your community or something like that?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah. It was neat.
I didn't see it.
It was neat.
Mm-hmm. But I hope it didn't turn out to be something that we're against. Like, we thought it was a church thing, and then now it was some kind of a thing where they were mocking the church.
Well, I don't think they'd have a prayer tent.
You never know, Joe.
Oh, stop. Oh, gosh.
They need to have prayer tents at more things. I'll tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Mm-hmm.
Agree.
So, so then, you know, the week starts and it's no more fun. No more fun till the next weekend. That's what our lives are about, you know.
I feel like
Jody mocks my shows, my Fire Country show. She mocks it. Yeah. I don't have a show right now that I'm watching.
What? Mm-mm. That doesn't even sound like it, because you've watched them all.
No, I've been too busy.
Yeah, you have been busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody blowing up my phone.
Don't you feel like last week just drug by, or did you feel like it went fast?
No, I thought every day was Friday when I got up.
I mean, it was just like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's some weeks like that. And we did lose power, not a big deal considering everything else. But we lost power for 7.5 hours on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got sick of sitting here bored. So we said, we're going to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we did we took a little drive and took a swoop through Aldi, because I love Aldi.
Yeah.
And drove around, and what do you know, we weren't gone what 30 minutes and neighbor texts me that it's back on. I knew if we left it would come back on.
You're absolutely right, Jody. You and I both are golden.
Cuz we went through Aldi. Hey, I'm gonna tell
y'all
what.
We just making one loop through Aldi, then we went to got us a sugar-free Dr. Pepper and split it.
Listen though, young people love Aldi.
I know,
it's a TikTok craze, the Aldi.
I know.
Well, because I follow. I'm not on TikTok, but I follow the Instagrams where all the Aldi stuff comes out on Wednesdays. It's so exciting. Shut up. And you were all up in it.
You follow the Instagrams, do you?
He was all in it.
You don't. You're not on the TikToks, but you follow the Instagrams.
I do. They're reels. Okay. But you loved Aldi.
Yeah, I do. I like going places and just looking at things. And if it's something I have an interest in, like, but going into a home improvement store or something, I don't want to just go in there and browse. But Jody will leave me. And I'll look up and she'll be standing outside. Yeah, you could have told me that you were ready to leave.
He takes too long. Ugh.
But if she stops to look at something, I'll stop with her.
But you don't have to.
I know, but I wouldn't go get in the car and not tell you.
I didn't get in the car.
If you had the keys, you
would have. I did go get in the car, but you've
done that before.
Where meander around. And listen, we've talked about him before, loving an impulse item. He will go to like a Walgreens or CVS and stand in front of that section for 30 minutes.
The impulse aisle section?
Yes.
You mean the
seen
TV?
On TV.
Yeah.
And then you'll do that in any store. I don't know what you're doing.
It just boils down to whatever you're looking at is important and whatever I'm looking at is not.
That's not true.
That's exactly what
it's
it means.
It's just I can look at something, I look at it, and I move on. You look at it and just, I think you're dreaming of different ways you can use whatever the item is or, hey, I can even see you being like, I had one of those when I was a kid. And then your mind goes off because that's how you do.
I know, but I'm looking at it more like if it's something that's a really good price on the thing, I'm looking at it thinking, like, is this low price even worth this item? You know what I mean? Is this item worth the low price? Because then I start thinking about how you could use it, what you would do with it. How many times I might use it, you
this
know,
is
those
why it
kinds
takes
of
so
things.
Long.
Like, what would I even do with this? This looks cool.
That's cute. Okay. Now, no, don't want to pay that. Move next.
Or I look at it and think, now, the ways that I would use this, would it be worth getting or not? Because I could use it for this, for that, for this. Because I don't like unitasker things, especially, you know, kitchen appliances and all that. So that when I go into a store that has that kind of stuff, I want to, you know, really stare it down, figure out. But that's why I don't go to stores with you. That and you steal.
I do not steal.
I don't want to get caught stealing.
I do not steal, and you know better than that.
All right, we got to go.
Okay.
Thank you, Jody,
for everything.
Thank you for everything.
And I know you're getting ready to go eat my enchiladas. Yum.
How many are you going to want? Because there are, what, four left over or five?
Yeah, four. And how many can you eat?
I don't know. I was just asking how
I
many.
I have one.
Are. That wasn't the question. The question was, how many are you going to eat?
Four. So you can have one. You can have three.
I mean, they're not that good.
Okay.
All right. Bye.